This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The World Health Organization is recommending Wednesday that children in sub-Saharan Africa and other regions of the continent with moderate to high malaria transmission receive a malaria vaccine. The vaccine proved effective in a pilot program in Malawi, Ghana, and Kenya that has reached more than 800,000 children since 2019. The WHO says malaria is a top killer of the children in sub-Saharan Africa, causing the death of more than 260,000 under the age of five every year. Republican and Democrat leaders here in the U.S. edged back Wednesday from a standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered to allow an emergency extension into December. The offer came as Republicans were prepared to block a procedural vote in the Senate, but while an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic federal default would be averted, it also set the stage for a possible battle in December. Los Angeles, California has approved one of the strictest vaccination mandates in the United States, and it will take effect early next month. The Los Angeles City Council enacted a sweeping measure that would require vaccines for everyone entering a bar, restaurant, nail salon, or gym. Supporters say it's a way of preventing more COVID-19 surges. As for the critics, they say the measure raises concern about enforcement and will add to confusion due to a less sweeping vaccine mandate that's scheduled to go into effect in Los Angeles County next month. By remote, this is VOA News. Healthcare giant Kaiser Permanente says it has placed more than 2,200 employees nationwide on unpaid leave for failing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. The suspended employees make up a little more than 1% of Kaiser's workforce. Kaiser says the suspended employees have until December 1st to get vaccinated, and those who choose not to will be terminated. Kaiser, based in Oakland, California, announced the vaccination requirement on August 2nd. In September, President Joe Biden ordered companies with more than 100 employees to require vaccinations or weekly testing for COVID-19. The UN Secretary General told Ethiopia's government on Wednesday that it should show him any documents or evidence. The country has to substantiate accusations related to the expulsion of seven senior humanitarian officials from the country. In a rare and unusual public exchange, Antonio Guterres took to the floor of the UN Security Council after the Ethiopian ambassador leveled accusations against the staffers, including that they inflated the numbers of people in need of aid by 1 million and reported deaths that never happened. Guterres went on to say that he twice told Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed that if he had concerns about the lack of impartiality of UN staff, he should raise them directly with him so he could investigate. A federal judge has ordered the U.S. state of Texas to suspend a new law that has banned most abortions in the state since September. The law bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, which is usually around 6 weeks. That is before some women even know they're pregnant. The decision is the first legal blow to the Texas law since the U.S. Supreme Court allowed it to take effect last month. Abortion providers in Texas say the restrictions have backlogged clinics hundreds of miles away as women now leave state borders to seek care. Texas officials were expected to seek a swift appeal. And Americans are being warned to beware of potentially dangerous fake prescription pills that are laced with the powerful opioid fentanyl. The counterfeit tablets are linked to a wave of drug overdoses killing unsuspected users. It is the first warning in 6 years, the Drug Enforcement Administration says. Internal and international criminal networks are mass-producing fake pills, falsely marketing them as legitimate prescription medication. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.